Cancer of the esophagus is a killer, with only about 1 in 5 people surviving for 5 years after diagnosis, according to the American Cancer Society. Now, a test combining biomarkers and a novel retrieval method developed by Steven Meltzer and colleagues at Johns Hopkins may help diagnose a precursor condition called Barrett's esophagus.
We've found that these 4 markers in our study were, if used in a combined panel, about 80% sensitive and about 90% specific in diagnosing Barrett's esophagus.
Meltzer says today, diagnosis comes too late.
People come in for symptoms, and some of those people get endoscopies. But it's a very small fraction of the people with Barrett's. We estimate there's somewhere between 3 and 6 million people in the United States walking around with Barrett's, mostly undiagnosed. Only about 350 to 400,000 are diagnosed. And the cancers usually occur in the people who aren't diagnosed with Barrett's.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.